Joining us right now on the air is she herself, Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, talking books. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while because I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, either.
Neither of us were here last week. It was just empty space.
Where were we? People will talk, Aaron.
Yes. They're going to talk anyway, so it's fine.
Hey,
it's
when are
fine.
You guys moving?
We're moving. We're moving right now. Look at me. I'm moving.
This desk
it's happening
looks clean.
Soon. Yes,
I'm just saying, I noticed that.
We were talking with Ann Houle and Jackie Tanner just a minute ago from Fix a Home, and they're doing their construction. And, like, there's always that little bit of a delay on the construction, so we're Zeno's paradoxing our way towards the actual move day.
I don't know what that nerdy
it's if you fire
is.
An arrow at a wall, like, at a certain point, it gets halfway to the wall, but then it gets halfway from there to the wall, and then it gets halfway from there to the wall, and you can
that
always just
like
keep going halves and halves, and technically you never actually get to the wall because you can always keep getting halfway between. Yeah, they had to invent quantum physics to solve Zeno's paradox. Anyway,
sometime in the near future.
Yeah, it's going
to
be the next
be
couple of weeks. It's going
to
be a lot of fun. Yes. You can walk. You can walk to the station.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
There will be no walking.
Kristen Smith almost walked here from the Chamber of Commerce today.
Wow.
Well, I mean, not. I mean, I don't think. I don't think literally, but yeah, she was out of gas. So
that's been crazy.
Yeah, she was telling me about like all the different things that she's had to be doing over the course of the week to get where she needs to go, like Chapel Transit, Go Triangle, Uber, bumming rides from people, carpooling, ride sharing.
Wow.
Like, she got creative, yeah.
I just got some.
We've all had to get creative.
I filled up
on Friday before the gas shortage happened, so
I'm lucky to have a commute that's about like a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Right? It's great.
So you could walk.
But I choose not to walk.
Yes.
I mean, technically I could.
All right. So what's going on at the library? We got Banned Books Week coming up.
Yeah. All
which
the things
is super
are going
exciting.
On at the library.
Yeah.
A couple of things. I want to talk about tomorrow.
Okay. Don't we all?
Is.
I want to talk about
tomorrow.
Because
the sun will come out tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to pull this up because I want to make sure. I actually brought my laptop this
yes.
time. Look at me.
It's a very nice
isn't it?
Laptop, yeah.
It is, I think so. So, okay, focus. I'm going to focus.
Never happened before.
A couple things. Tomorrow, we have a special event in the morning in coordination with DIA Day, which is an outreach program with the School of Dentistry to honor, and I want to pull up their names, DIA and Usur.
Oh, Dia Barakat, Usur, and Razan
yes.
Abrasala. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry that I didn't have their names pulled up. I wanted to see them, but you know how to say them properly.
Dia Barakat, Razan Abrasala, Usur Abrasala.
Thank you. So they have started Dia Day, which is a day to, it's a day of service to memorialize those folks who were killed so just horribly and tragically and before their time. So they have organized dental school students who go out and do service projects.
That's awesome.
And they were looking for a place in the town, and we pitched the idea of what if we did something called Smiles and Stories.
Okay.
So the dental students are coming. It's a drop-in program anytime tomorrow between, let me pull it up, 10 a.m. and noon. And they're going to be there to read books about teeth and smiles and dental health. And there's a rumor, I'm not sure,
okay,
that the Tooth Fairy is going to be there.
Ooh.
So these are student volunteers from the UNC School of Dentistry. We'll read to kids from a selection of books on teeth, dentists, good health. It's going to be in Meeting Room A from 10 till noon.
Nice. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Cool.
For Dia Day. And the Tooth Fairy might be there.
You're giving me this very intense look when you're talking about the prospective appearance of the Tooth Fairy.
So let me also, I just pulled this up. The day is named, it's not an anagram. It's an acronym. Directing Efforts and Honoring Dia and Usur. So that's what Dia Day stands for.
Okay.
So that should be pretty great. Then we also have Banned Books Week coming up.
Yes.
Yes. So for folks that don't know,
every great event that happens is inspired by something that should never have happened in the first place, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's just it's interesting to think about all of the negativity in the world and how good things come out of it.
Yeah. But we got Banned Books Week, so.
Banned Books Week is coming up. So Banned Books Week is a national program. It is publishers and booksellers and authors and libraries across the country come together. It's always the last week in September to celebrate Banned Books Week.
Yes.
And we're not celebrating banning books.
Celebrate the freedom of speech
banning
by
books.
Challenging banning
yes,
books.
Correct. We celebrate our freedom to read. It's been a long day. I'm struggling with the words, Aaron. I'm struggling with the words. Okay. So
that's me every day. So
it's a national celebration of the freedom to read here in Chapel Hill. This is our fourth year doing this. We celebrate the week, and we also celebrate local artists by doing our Banned Books trading card project. We ask local artists to create works of art that are inspired by a banned book or author. This year, we received, I believe, 75 entries.
Nice.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Then we have a jury that selects 7 of them. And we turn those 7 into trading cards.
I love these trading cards every year.
Right?
Yeah.
So
this is a Susan Brown idea.
It's
you
the one
brought
good idea
this
I've
from
ever had in my entire
Kansas.
Life.
Yeah.
The one original thing.
You got to take more credit for this. This is your thing.
This is my baby.
This is going viral.
Which kind of drives my staff crazy, I think. Because I'm like, you guys go ahead and do it. But don't forget to do this thing.
Yes,
I'm fine with all the changes. Don't change anything. I do have great staff. And Susan, the other Susan was supposed to come.
Susan McGuire.
She's out actually shopping and getting all the prep done for Friday's party.
Yep.
Okay, so let me back step here. Because there's a party. So we choose 7 cards because there's 7 days in Banned Books Week.
Right. Who's on the jury, first of all?
It was a great jury this year. It was Sally Mack.
Okay.
Who's got a store next to
Flyleaf. Yes.
She's also on the Public Art Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So we always try and have somebody from the Arts Commission. We had Ryan, who's the owner of Chapel Hill Comics.
Okay.
So he's got the book angle, the
Love
arts
him.
Angle.
Yeah.
He's great. Yep. He also wins the award for the coolest glasses ever. He's got some cool glasses.
Right,
go in Chapel Hill Comics and
the
see
The guy
them.
Who owns Chapel Hill Comics has cool glasses. Are you kidding
They're
me?
Really cool.
All right.
Like, you could imagine some cool glasses,
yeah.
and then you see his, and it's like, those are way cooler.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
saying.
I picture in my head a pair of really cool glasses, and then in my head, they, like, float off and just sort of magically drift towards the owner of the comic book shop in whatever town you happen to
I
be in.
I didn't say that they were magical glasses. They're just
Well,
cool
in my head, they're magical right. glasses.
Okay.
Why am I imagining non-magical glasses? Glasses.
Sally
There's no point in that.
And Ryan. And I was there. I was on the jury. Oh, and Mayor Pam.
Oh, good.
Yes.
All right.
We had a super fun time.
Cool.
So we chose 7. On the backs of the cards, we have them. We kind of riff on the trading card idea. So we have information about why the book was banned. We have part of the artist statement. So that's pretty awesome.
Stats, wins and losses, and
right.
batting average, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Banning
last,
average.
Right, banning
yeah,
average. For the last couple years, we've had a youth winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, actually, this year, so all it's a blind jury. So we don't know who these entries are, how old they are. So we just judge all of the entries and we pick 7.
Okay.
So youth are eligible to be in the 7 winners.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a separate youth
category.
Entry prize.
Okay.
This year, we have our youth winner, and then 2 of the 7 cards are under 18.
Nice.
And they are amazing.
That's cool.
They're so good.
Okay, so if you're a youth entry and you get chosen as one of the 7, are you then ineligible for the youth
for
award?
The youth one.
Okay,
correct.
Gotcha,
correct.
Gotcha. So
yes.
one
it's
award
kind of
for
hard
everyone.
To explain, but
right.
So we want to make it. We want to honor the blind jury piece and honor a kid.
That's really
and this
cool.
year, 3 under 18 folks are in this thing.
That's
and
so
it's
cool.
Awesome. There's some amazing artists here.
One of the perks of being the radio guy in the afternoon on CHL is that I get to see things that sometimes people don't see in advance. And
right.
I got to see one of the trading
cards.
You got
cards. An exclusive scoop.
This is my, I haven't seen the other 6, or I guess the other 7, because we'll
uh-huh,
see the youth winner too. But
yep.
This is my favorite so far. Of
I
all.
Thought
like
of
we've
you
had
instantly.
This set. Oh, of course. Yeah.
So I'll tell you a couple things. One thing that's not changing this year is Friday night, we have a big party. So we launch the exhibit. So we hang all 75 entries in the lobby of the library.
Okay.
And that stays up for several weeks. And then we have these large format posters of the winners that we put up.
Okay.
And so that launches on Friday night. There's going to be desserts. There's going to be beverages. There's going to be a silent auction. So you could win that piece Friday night, Aaron. You could win the original artwork of that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm there.
Right?
I like you're listening out there. If you've heard us on the air often enough, you might be able to piece together what this piece is. But
like,
oh my God,
book.
It's my favorite thing ever.
We'll just say the book, right?
Can I say the book?
You can say the book.
It's Fun Home.
Right.
It's Fun Home by Alison Bechdel, which is one of the most like prominent recent challenged books. There have been so many issues with it,
and
including locally.
What the artist does with it is so relevant
so
and awesome.
Perfect. So
you can't
perfect.
Say that part.
I'm not going to say it, but you have to. People will come to the event on Friday and they'll be able to see it there,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
So the event's going to happen, silent auction. There's always music, food, seeing the exhibit. We also present each artist that wins gets a $100 prize. Thanks to our dear friends and our partners in this project, I'm going to get their official name wrong.
Oh, no.
I call them the Office of Public Arts, but they're now the Division
OPA.
Of they're the Parks and Recreation Division of Cultural Resources.
Yes.
It's Jeff and Steve, the public art dudes, who are awesome.
Yeah.
They are our key partners in this, as are our friends group. So Jeff gets to present the winner's checks. Our friends group is there. They sponsor the silent auction. All the money from the auction comes back to the project.
Nice.
So Friday night, it's always fun. 7:00. Plus, you get to be like in the library after hours.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Which is also fun. I've been at some of these events,
right.
And they're really cool.
They're really fun.
Yeah.
One thing that we are doing differently this year is, so when I first did the project at my previous library, the whole hook of it was to get people in the library every single day. So you forced them to come in for 7 days by releasing one card each day.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask about that because that was the case previous years here too. Right?
And every year we have done that here, but this year we sat down and we said, well, we have a lot of people that are in here every day anyways.
Right.
Our interest is really to get the sets of cards in people's hands. So
okay.
This year, we're still going to feature a card each day and sort of keep them under wraps for social media. But when you come in, starting Sunday, you will just get all 7 cards.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we really are just trying some different things. And
so
then
the mystery only goes to the unveiling on Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So be there Friday to hang out with the artists, meet the artists, enjoy the party, silent auction, all of that. And then every day this week, you can come in and just get a full set.
I'm
we
super
also
looking
have,
forward to this.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
I'm going to take a breath. Let's see. Oh, like last year, we partnered with UNC Libraries and Flyleaf as distribution points.
Okay.
They're going to have the cards again. So several of the UNC Libraries and Flyleaf as is Chapel Hill Comics. So you can get them there. So you can go various places and get these sets of cards. And this year, there's a special jury prize. This was really great because there was an entry so the framework is the art is supposed to be inspired by a banned book or author.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece, it's gorgeous. It is so compelling, but it's like one off from being about that. It is inspired. So I can tell you that the artist was inspired by a time when people were banned from libraries. And it's a piece all about segregated libraries.
Okay.
And a particular, it was a court case about a segregated library. And the piece is beautiful. So they will have some special recognition Friday night and in the exhibit. And here, look, I'm going to pass you my Dropbox folder. You can see some of the other ones.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. That's
the one that I saw.
That's Fun Home. All There's Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, man. The visual here is incredible.
Oh,
all of you listening out there.
This one is awesome. Oh, wait a minute. My computer isn't touch
screen. You can't click on it. Oh, my God.
I'm so used to a tablet. I want to show you this one, though. This
You're just
one
poking
is,
your
look,
screen, and it's nothing's
it
happening.
You.
Oh, God.
Here, I'm going to pass it because I didn't have the printer proof.
Susan's computer ended today after. Oh, there
that's
it is.
That's one
okay.
of the
now
under
I'm
18
to touch the
entries.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's based on A Bridge to Terabithia, and the artwork, I mean, I had no idea that was done by, I think, a 16 or 17-year-old.
Nice.
It's pretty great stuff. There's a piece that's inspired by...
we're just tossing
Sophie's
a laptop
Choice?
Across
I know,
the room
it's
right
bad.
Now. Yeah.
There's a piece that's inspired by Sophie's Choice.
Okay.
That is also, the art is inspired by like Polish paper cutting techniques.
Ooh.
The entries are really, really good. And it was tough judging. There are some great pieces. You have a look about you that is troubling, Aaron, right
we'll
now.
Talk about
you
it
have
after.
An impish grin.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, don't even ask.
Anyways. The project's awesome. Come Friday night, you could win that piece. I could, we could kind of run it like those Christie's auctions, like in a James Bond movie where there's somebody on the phone, like there's a mystery buyer on the phone. If you can't come Friday night,
I could call the mystery buyer.
And I could be writing. Like, Aaron, it's up to $20,000. Should I keep going?
No.
But it's for the library.
Absolutely.
Aaron.
No, God. Jeez. How much money do you think I have?
Right. If it's going to be
like at Christie's, it's going to be like a really hoity-toity auctioneer up there going, and $60, right? $60, $70, $20,000.
I think the minimum bids are usually around $50.
Okay.
But it's a great way to take home some original art for a great cause, and they're just awesome.
I've got a room that is needing some art. So
there you go.
Looking forward to it. All right. So
Friday night's the party.
7 o'clock.
Yes, and the card giveaway starts Sunday and goes through the following Saturday, and we'll be Facebooking and tweeting and doing all those things.
Cool.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Can we recommend books this week?
I don't know, Aaron. I'm kind of worn out now.
No, so am I. Yeah.
So
we're
going to
talk about banned books next week
well.
But this week, sort of going along with that, forbidden reading.
Right.
Tonight.
On Aaron in the Afternoon.
On Aaron in the Afternoon.
Late night.
All right, forbidden reading.
Okay.
What do we got?
What are we talking about? What do you got?
I came up with three. The first one I had was Interview with the Vampire by Anne Rice.
Ooh.
And I mentioned that great book. Just really good. And had never read anything like it when I sat down to read it when I was like 13 years old. But I read it because the movie was coming out. So I wanted to read the book and then see the movie. It wasn't really forbidden reading because my parents were perfectly fine with me reading the book. For whatever reason, my mom went on this like... It only lasted a couple months, but there was this very brief kick in the mid-90s where she did not want me seeing like very violent R-rated movies,
right?
And she banned me from seeing Interview with the Vampire.
And you went to see it anyway.
No, I didn't. I saw it on video later. And the movie's fine. Yeah. I didn't have to go to see it at the movies, but yeah, I read the book and the book is great. So
all right,
definitely worth checking that out. The other movie she banned me from seeing was Pulp Fiction, so I saw that on video later as well. So.
Forbid you to see them. Wow.
In theaters. Like, I ended up seeing it on TV later, so it didn't really matter. But yeah.
So I had parents who were, well, I was the baby of the family, so by the time they got to me, they were like, whatevs.
Whatevs,
come
yeah.
Come on live.
She'll be fine.
My older siblings love to hear me talk about my childhood.
Yes.
But they never really put any restrictions on my reading.
Okay.
They just never, you know, that was never a thing. So
this is not a category for you then.
Well, but I will say, the two books that were all, one was on my mom's shelf and the other was on my sister's shelf that I was like, ooh, this is crossing some kind of a threshold.
Uh-huh.
It felt forbidden somehow.
Yes, yes.
One was the first book that I ever read that had sexy parts in it, that I knew had sexy parts. I was like, oh, should I read this? Is this okay? I don't know. I want to read it because I don't know. The Thornbirds.
Oh, all right.
Which, of course, also had the sexy movie or TV movie version.
Richard Chamberlain, right.
But I remember like that book being on my mom's shelf, and it was a huge bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting it.
How old were you
like,
when you read it?
I was in like middle school. I was like 7th or 8th grade, but I was like, boring. Ooh, what are they talking about here? Boring. What? But it was a really long book. And then the other one was on my sister's shelf.
Uh-oh, that's even more forbidden.
Right? And I still love reading horror fiction. I love it. But I leapt from like... Anne of Green Gables to Stephen King in the course of like just a couple months.
Right.
And I spent a lot of time reading both good and bad horror novels. But I remember I got Night Shift. My sister had Stephen King's Night Shift, which is a collection of his short stories, like on her bedstand. And I was like, I'm totally ready for this. And then I read the story in it called The Boogeyman.
Yeah.
And I believe you've mentioned The Boogeyman before. So those were like, I didn't have books that were forbidden to me, but I felt like I was reading something forbidden.
All right. Cool. So going along with the Thornbirds being the first sexy book that you read, I had to write down The Witch of Blackbird Pond by Elizabeth George Spear, which is historical fiction. I think it's set in the 18th century. The titular character is not actually a witch, but
then
they...
Was that a sexy word?
No.
Okay, sorry.
character. Oh, the other word. All right. but it was the first book. I was assigned it in fifth grade. We had to read it for fifth grade. And it was the first book that I ever read with a swear word in it.
Ooh.
Someone said, damn.
Wow.
And it was a book that was given to me in fifth grade by my fifth grade teacher. And our fifth grade class read it. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Disney movie?
I think it might have been.
I feel like it was.
Are you thinking of Escape from Witch Mountain?
That's what I'm
Yeah, I think Witch of Blackbird Pond was made into a movie, but I'm not sure it was a Disney movie.
Escape from Witch Mountain. Okay, yeah. I got one more that
I, got
I
one
was
more
thinking
too.
About. Okay, right. So the idea of forbidden books. This isn't actually forbidden books. Well, it kind of is. Anyways, I don't think I've talked about this book, but I could have talked about it the other week when we talked about books about books.
Yes.
I want to talk about a book very briefly called The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón. Carlos Ruiz Zafón.
Okay.
He ain't from around these parts. He's a Spanish writer. It's a wonderful book. It's literary fiction. It feels a little gothic. It feels a little magical real. Not magical realism. It feels a little fantastical. But it is set in Barcelona after the Spanish Civil War. And a young boy, his father, takes him to the Cemetery of Forgotten Books.
Ooh.
And it's this rite of passage. And when you're taken to the Cemetery of Forgotten Books, you choose one book there that's like your book.
Oh, nice.
And so he chooses his book, and he wants to learn more about the author of it. Mm-hmm. And then this mystery unfolds about who the author is and dark secrets and alternate stories, and it's amazing.
Nice.
I did not do it justice, but it is a fabulous book, and it's all about forgotten awesome. Books, not forbidden books. It's Shadow of the Wind.
Very cool. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here because we're out of time. But I'll hold my last one till next week. We'll talk about it next week because I'm sure this book has been banned somewhere. But again, Friday, 7 p.m. Head to the library. Eat the desserts, bid on the silent auction, see those 75 different entries, and get your first look at the 7 trading cards as well. Susan
Please
Brown.
Please come, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.